Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov ben Rosh Zelig, Rosh Shmuel Pinchas ben Rabash Zelig, and Gil Shoshana bas Necha Gittel, Zara Shel Kamadei Shel Bracha Batzlav Chomasei Deim, and Sarleh bas Rivka for Shlema, and for Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha Rufu Shlema. And Rav Avraham Yosef ben Moshe Chaim, Rufo Chaim Dov ben Drisa Shoshana, Rufu Shleim, Abisoch Shai Choli Yisrael. We're going to be learning about the Seder Minui Hadayonim, based on the Torah of Agon Rav Tzal, Zolti Zatzal. The beginning of Masecha Sanhedrin, it says, Einosin Sanhedrios, L'Shvatim, El Alpi Beizdin Shel Shivim Ve'echad. We're only allowed to make Sanhedrin's courts for the Shvatim, if there are a Beis Din of 71, need the Beis Din HaGadol of 71 to make Sanhedros L'Shvatim. So Rashi explains, who are these Sanhedros L'Shvatim? And he says, Shehayu Moshiv in Sanhedrin Ktana Shel Esrim B'Shlosha B'Chol Ir V'Ir K'tachsiv Titein Lecha B'Chol She'arecha, that they would put a Sanhedrin Ktana of 23 in every city, as it says Titein Lecha B'Chol She'arecha V'Tzrichim Beizin HaGodol Shebelishkas HaGozis Latzei Su Lehoshiva, and the Beizin HaGodol in the Lishkas HaGozis in the chamber of hewn stone has to go out and be Moshiv this Beis Din. They have to establish this Beis Din of 23. Mavur b'das Rashi, that when their mamit Sanhedros l'shvatim, it's alpi Beis Din HaGadol. And this was not done when the Beis Din HaGadol was sitting in the chamber of hewn stone in the Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdash. But rather, Beis Din had to go out from the Lishkas HaGozis and establish these Batei Dinim. Ulechora, not so pashut. Because we have a Gemara in Masecha Sanhedrin on Daf Yadalud Amid Beis, where it says that Matzon, if the Zakein Mamre finds the Sanhedrin, a Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi is the name of a place that was in Yerushalayim, outside of Har Abayis. Ve'himira Aleihem. And Himra Aleihen, and he continued paskening b'nigud, in contrast to the das of the Beis Din HaGadol of the Sanhedrin. So he found them outside of Harbi, found them on Beis Pagi, and he continued being a Mamre. Yochet Hamra Sara, you might think that is Hamra, still a Hamra. Talmud Loimar, v'kamta v'alisa l'amokoim, melaneit sh'amokom goreim. No. It says Vakamta Ve'alisa ala Makom, and this teaches you that the Makom is Goreim, that it's only if he's Mamre when they're in the Lishkas HaGozis. If they're not in the Lishkas HaGozis, it's not called a Hamra. The Gemara continues and says, so Malami Shemakum Goreim, that the place causes it, meaning he's only Chayav Misa if they're in the place. And the Gemara is Mevarad, enough for Kama, how many of the Sikne Sanhedrin went out of Lishkas HaGozis to Beis Pagi? Ilem Miktsas, and only if some of them went out. Del Mahanach Dika Kavoy, Kaimi Kavose. Maybe the Zakenim, who remained in the Lishkas HaGozis, Pasuk like that Zaken, and you don't need a Pasuk to say you don't kill him anyway, he's not a Zaken Mamre. El Pshit enough for Kulu. But rather it's Pashit, they all went out. And then it says, Lamai, we're going to skip a little bit. Pshita l'dvar mitzvah. They went out for a dvar mitzvah. The hechidami, and what's the dvar mitzvah? Lav l'meditas agola. It's to measure the agola, to see where the dead body is close, which city it's closer to see who has to bring the agla rufa. Mora says, no. It's l'hosiv alayir balazaris. They want to add on to Yerushalayim, or onto the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they left. Tanya Kabasei, Rabbi Yosef, Matzana Beis Pagi Vimraleim, Kigon Shesim Diasagolos, if there are Zoris. Same Braisa, that they went out. Why were they going out? L'hosif al-lil ar-zor, so l'medid sagola. So it's mashma, that we don't find that the Beis Din goes out from Lishka Sagozis to Dvar Mitzvah. El l'medid sagola, l'hosif al-lil ar-zor, l'azoris. But the Perush Rashi, it's not true. They're not only going out for l'hosif al-lil ar-zor, l'medid sagola, they're also going out l'hamid sanadros, l'hosif al-lil ar-shvotim, b'chol ir v'ir. They also had to go out for that. Now, in the Chedusha Yad Raman, Sanhedrin, Tezvav, Amid Aleph, Dibur Maschel, Masnis, and he writes, Venro Sanhedrin, Shal Shesim, Vishlo, Shal Shvatim, Ava Bezin, Shuvim, Ve'echad, Lo Shet Srichim, Lotzeis, Lo Hoshivan, El Shah Shevet, Vesanhedrin, Av Holeche, Tzol Bezin, Agodah, Shabu Yushalayim, Ve'heim, Mimanim, Aleim, Sanhedrin, Ve'olchim, Lehem, Ve'eshom, Mishet Srichim, Bezin, Agodah, Shabu Yushalayim, Lotzeis, Ulo Hoshivan, Ve'eino Nire. The Yad Rama brings two shittas. He brings Rashi, that the Beis and Agoda has to go out. And he says, it's not true. The Beis and Agoda remains where they are. And the Shevet and the Sanhedrin go to the Beis and Agoda, and they're Mimani them. And then they go. So the pshat that the Yad Rama accepts is that they come to the Beis Din. And after the Beis Din goes out, they come to the Beis and Agoda. They come to the Sanhedrin. After the Sanhedrin goes to them to appoint these Sanhedrins of these Beis Dins in the cities. Aval, gam lechora, divrei Yad Rama ina muvanim. Yad Rama writes that the Shevet and the Sanhedrin. So we had a kasha on Rashi. Rashi, you said that they go. Everyone goes out. You said the Beis Din goes out to appoint the Sanhedrin for the Shvatim. But you see in the Gemara, it's only for Medidas Agola and for Lohosif Alul Arzaris. And the Yad Rama is also shver because he writes to say the Shevet and the Sanhedrin goes to the Beis Din and Agola Shvishalayim. And then Ramana Sanhedrin, Hare Mavur Shashavit for Sanhedrin. Srichim Lios Neichim, Beis Din Agoda B'Yushalayim. You see from here that the Shevet and Sanhedrin has to be present when the Beis Din Agoda B'Yushalayim is Mimana them. Why? Why does the Shevet have to be Nocheach B'Beis Din when they appoint for them a Sanhedrin? So it would appear Muchrach that Shahamadas Sanhedros the Shvatim Al Pi Beis Din Agodol is not just a Maisa Minui that's given over to the Beis Din Agodol. Rather, from the fact that they have to be present, it must be there's Teras Mishpat. Ve'ashevet v'Sanhedrov Heim Balei Adin Al Kach. And therefore the Yad Rama writes that the Shevet and the Sanhedrin go to the Beis Din Agodol for Yerushalayim. And they're Ramana Sanhedrin because the din is that the Balei Din have to be Lomdim Lufnei Adayanim. You all have to judge in front of the Balei Din, as it says in Choshen Mishpat Simen Yud Gimel Sifav. Shach Ktsos over there. Vareze Kedin, Ein Dan Esa Shevet Shehuda Chel Beit Shem Ve'echad. They have a Shevet that goes over to Zara and you want to judge them, you need a Beit Shem Ve'echad. So you bring them to the Beit Shem Ve'echad. So here also, Bahamadah Sanhedros. Malam Lu Beis Din Agodol, and it has Teras Mishpat, and therefore they have to be present when they appoint the Sanhedrin, when they appoint for them their personal Beis Din, their Shevet's Beis Din. So it would appear now that we can say that Rashi, who writes that the Habamad Sanhedros, you need the Beis Din Agodol Shabbos to go out, not that it's a Tanai B'chalos HaMinu Shal HaSanhedrin, the Beis Din Agodol has to go out and establish these Batei Dinim, that we don't find any marker for this. But also Rashi holds like the Yad Rama that to establish Sanhedrin of Shvatim, Shu'al Pi Beis Din Agodol Yesh as a Teres Mishpat, Ve'ashevet V'Sanhedrin Ve'in Balei Adin Al Kach, Ve'in Dan Elo Bifnei Baal Adin. Just Rashi holds that b'makom sheshevet kulei ala the Beis Din Agodol b'Yerushalayim the Yad Rama writes the Beis Din Agodol has to go to them, since the whole Iker Tam is because the Shevet is the Baal Din, and you have to judge in front of the Baal Din. So Memela comes out like this, that according to Rashi, the Beis Din goes out to them, and according to the Yad Ramah, the Shevet goes to the Beis Din. According to Rashi, the Beis Din goes out to the Shevet. In the Kovetz HaTorah of Amedina, which is a wonderful Torah journal that came out about issues related to the somewhat fledgling state of Israel, nascent. So it was edited by a Gaon Rav Shlomo Yisraeli Zatzal. So he comments on this Yisod, that it's Torah's Mishpat. He says, what type of Mishpat is there? Mishpat is when you have tainas, but here there are no tainas. So it's very difficult to say that there's Torah's Mishpat here. Not only that, but if you look in the Yad Ramah, it's Loshin Isha Shevet V'Sanhedrov Holech Etzel Beis and Agodesh Rishalayim V'Emanam Aleim Sanhedrin. So right, he says the Shevet and Sanhedrin go to the Beis and Agodel. So if it's Torah's Mishpat that the Minui is that they're going to be appointed, so why are they already and that's the Mishpat, that's the judgment, they're being appointed as a Sanhedrin, why are they already called the Sanhedrin before they were appointed? And also, how do you know that the Sanhedrin goes up? How do you know they're going to be? How do you know they're going to make the cut? They're going to be appointed a Sanhedrin. Maybe they're going to come puzzle and somebody else is going to be chosen. Unless you want to say, well, the candidates go up. The Rad Ramah doesn't say that. Not only that, but it says that in the Mishnah, that they make Sanhedros l'shvatim, and Rashi says Shem Asim Sanhedrin Ketana Shalasim Mishlosha b'chol year of a year of every city. So the Yad Ramah doesn't mention every year of a year that the people of that city have to go up. And again, the Mishnah doesn't say it. But that's also Tamua. And Rashi also, it's Mafli. Rashi mentions Dafka Sheminu Shechayavim Bo Kol Yer Ve'Yer, and he doesn't mention Shevet, even though he's explaining the Mishnah that says L'Shvatim. So therefore, Rav Yisraeli says that the Yad Ramah and Rashi hold that mitzvahs minu dayanim l'chol year v'year is chovas hamokam l'chovas kol Yisrael. Like it seems from the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that it's chovas kol Yisrael, but Rashi and the Yad Ramah hold that it's chovas hamokam. And that's what the Chinuch holds in Mitzvah Tavzari Aleph. So is the Mashmos of the Ramban, Ala Torah, Parashah Shoftim. She Choyvas called Sibur Vitzibur. So we can say that when there is a Sanhedrin for the whole Shevet, all in Yanei Tzibur, Amutal and the Sanhedrin of that Shevet. Like the Ramban says, "V'heim ha'omdim bimkomam shall call yirvir l'chovasem." They're in charge of the obligations of that city. That's the job of the Sanhedrin, to take care of the inyane Hatzibur. So the Yad Ramaz explained as follows, that the Shevet would go to the Beis Din for the Minui of the Sanhedrin for the whole Shevet, and then afterwards the Sanhedrin of the Shevet would go up to Yerushalayim for the Minui of the Beis Din of Kol Ir V'Ir. So it's not pshat that there is a need for all of the candidates to be in the Sanhedrin to go to the Beis Din HaGadol. No. The Shevet goes to the Beis Din HaGadol for the Minui of the Sanhedrin of the Shevet. That's the first step. And then the Sanhedrin of the Shevet goes up to Yerushalayim for the Minui of the Beis Din of Kol Ir V'Ir. So that's what the Yad Ramah meant when he said, Shashevet v'Sanhedrav Holech etzol Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim v'heim emanim aleim Sanhedrin. In other words, Shashevet, first the Shevet goes to the Beis Din HaGadol, and they appoint the Sanhedrin, and then the Sanhedrin goes to the Beis Din HaGadol, and then they appoint the Beis Din for each city. That's the way Rav Yisraeli wants to read the Yad Ramah. I wouldn't sign my house on that one. In addition to those kashas that he asked on the saying that it has Torah's Mishpat, because there's no diyun, there's no Mishpat here. What's Pshat Torah's Mishpat? How can you say this? It's not Torah's Mishpat. There's no Kohen Venitan. Where's the Mishpat here? This is not Mishpat. It's just to appoint first the Sanhedrin. Shevet goes to appoint the Sanhedrin, and then the Sanhedrin goes to appoint the Beis Din, the Holy Avir, to get those appointments the Beis Din HaGadol has to make. And that he says that according to Rashi, we said that according to Rashi, the Beis Din has to go to the people. How can that be? We never find such a thing. The Beis Din goes after the people they're judging. So the lashon of Rashi is shetzrichim latzeis lo shivam, and the Yad Ramah brings Rashi and he argues and he says lo shetzrichim latzeis lo shivam. They don't have to go out. Rashi says they do have to go out. So it's not a geder of chova. It's not just a geder of lefnim mishuras hadin. It's a chova. It's a chiyuv, because he says tzrichim lo tzrichim. So it's a chova. So what's the chova here? So it's mistabed the machlokas is ben ogel tafkid shememale kan Beis Din HaGadol. Is the Beis Din HaGadol just me'asher ha-ri'uyim? If they just certify them that you guys are ro'i, but the actual appointment is done by the city and by the Shevet themselves? Or is the Iker Minui done by the Beis Din HaGadol, and the Ir and the Shevet have to makabel upon themselves the Minui? So if the Minui is done by the Beis Din HaGadol, they have to put them in their place, Bishara Ir, where the Beis Din used to sit. That's why they have to go out. That's Shitas Rashi. Tzichim Lotzeis Lo Shivam, because they do the actual Minui. Whereas according to the Yad Ramah, they don't do the Minui, they just say they're Roi. So if they're Roi, just to say they're Roi, you have to go to the Beis Din HaGadol, they don't have to go out. Or maybe the kshayla is, if kviyas makom yeshivasam is part of the mitzvah, or the whole mitzvah is just the minui in the Kabbalah as dayanim, and not that they sit b'sharei ha'ir is just for the bezin themselves, but it's not part of the mitzvah of Shabbos dayanim. So Rashi could hold that kviyas makom yeshivasam is chelik me'amitzvahs. They have to go out and be koveh their makom moshev. So you guys are sitting here b'sharei ha'ir, or memana you here, or no? They're just memana them in Yerushalayim, and then if they sit the Shara'ir, that's their own business. That's not part of the mitzvah of Minui. That's what Rabbi Israeli suggests. Anyway, back to the way Rav Zsolti wanted to understand that there's Torah's Mishpat. And since there's Torah's Mishpat, the Baal Eid Din have to be Nocheach. They have to be present. And the only difference is that the Yad Rama says that they have to be present. They have to go to the Beis HaGadol. And Rashi says, no, Beis HaGadol goes out to them. But there's Torah's Mishpat here, according to Rashi. Therefore, they need to be present. Question is, where are they present? In Yerushalayim, like the Yad Rama holds, or wherever you're going out to, like Rashi holds? So according to this, we can be miyashiv the ara. Sanhedrin yadalad amid beis. That we don't find that beis in agola goes out of gozis l'dvar mitzvah except for medita sagola l'holsef al ir v'al azaris. Because be medita sagola l'holsef al ir v'al azaris, the beis in agola goes out of lishkas hagozis mitzad etzem din hamedita v'alsef al ir v'al azaris. But you can't be Mekayim the Din Medida and Osaf Ali or Bala Azaris if not that the Beis and Agadol goes out of Lishkas Hagozis LeMedida LeHosif Ali or Bala Azaris. They have to go out and measure, and they have to add on to this, to the city and to the Azaris. Mashen came when they were establishing a Sanhedrin LeShvatim. The Beis has to go out of Lishkas Hagozis to establish these Sanhedrins, these Batei Dinim. It's not a Tznai Be'etzim Aminu Shel HaSanhedrin. But it's because of Ein Danin Ela B'fnei Baalei Adin. And instead of them going to the Sanhedrin comes to them. So it's not shayach to teach in the Mishnah, Hamadas and Adros, the Shvatim, that Beis and Agadol goes out of Lishkas Hagozis, like Medidas Ad Gagola, and Losev Alir Azaris, that Beis and Agadol has to go out Milishkas Hagozis, because there it's Me'etzim Kiyum Adin. But Bahamadosa and Adros L'Shvatim, it's not Me'etzim Kiyum Din Minui Lotzeis Ulo Shivam. Because if they would come to the Beis and Agadol of Yerushalayim, then the Minui would be effective if they're sitting in Lishkas Hagozis. Because the most important thing is that they're there. Yeshal Zet Torah's Mishpat. Vein done in Ela Bifnei Baalei Adin. So the kasha was, why does the Gemara only say that Lidvar Mitzvah they go out for Medidas HaGola and for L'Hosef Aliyah Baal Zaris? The answer is that that's the Ikar Din. The Ikar Din is they have to go out for that. Here they're not going out Me'ikar Adin. Here they happen to be going out, and it's just a matter of than being in front of the Beis Din HaGadol. In other words, Beis Din HaGadol just going out so that they should be present. But if they would go to the Beis Din HaGadol, it would also be a good minui. The Beis Din HaGadol just makes it easier on them. They go out, the Beis Din HaGadol goes out to them. But it's not Me'ikar Adin. It would work even if they went to the Beis Din HaGadol, because the Ikar is that they should be present when the Beis Din HaGadol is making this mishpat, is appointing them judges. This is not me'ikar adin. That's not considered them going out. When it talks about the Beis Din HaGadol going out, it's talking about where they have to go out me'ikar adin. But here, it's not that they have to go out, it's that they just have to be in their presence, in the presence of the Beis Din HaGadol. So that could be outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Lishkas HaGazis, or inside. According to the Adar Mat, it's done inside. According to Rashi, it's done outside. Even according to Rashi, if it was done inside, it would still work. So there's obviously a lot to discuss about this, and we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be able to continue. Lilmodu lelamed lishma v'las l'kaim is called Ibrei Samu Tarasu b'yahava, and the B'li Neder Hashem b'ten lenu atakoch v'tamoach v'tasimchas chayim, and we will be able to continue talking about this very important topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.